At a weekend community class in a Manila suburb, these children are learning how to read. It's a skill that by global standards should have been mastered by the age of 10. But Kian Borsione, who is in the fourth grade, still struggles to read in his native Filipino.
When?
English is an even greater challenge.
Can you do it? Huh? Say. Say? How about you? Chase? No.
And numbers are equally difficult.
4 plus 6.
12.
These children have been attending class remotely since the COVID-19 pandemic began in 2020. Most restrictions were only lifted this year.
Mothers are busy with work or with chores at home. They may not have enough time to tutor their kids, which is a huge part of distance learning.
The result is a further setback in the quality of education, not only for the Philippines, but for most low- and middle-income countries.
The quality of learning among Filipino school kids was already poor in pre-pandemic times. In 2019, only around 30% could read simple texts or understand a simple story by the age of 10. International aid agencies say that number has now dropped to less than 20%.
On Monday, schools opened for in-person classes for the first time in 2 years. COVID-19 is still very much a concern, with temperature checks, face masks, and regular hand washing the norm. But the education department acknowledges that the bigger problem is learning deficiency.
We have a program that's called Every Child is Able to Read. So that's an after-school program that we are launching with the help of accredited tutors and teachers so that we could sort of focus on the literacy skills of our children.
The government hopes that resuming face-to-face classes will improve the quality of education to better equip these children in an increasingly competitive world.
Okay, very good. See you.
Barnaby Lowe, Al Jazeera, Manila.